Station Houston, back with you on two after the LOS, and just letting you know, we are ready to take care of PWD if you've taken care of all of your water needs.
Houston Station on two, we are all watered, so good to take down the potable bus. Let us know when it's back. Thank you.
Perfect. Will do, Chris.
On Station on two for Colorado Crystal.
Phil is with you on two. Jessica, go ahead.
Yeah, I actually used the Note 2 number 1 camera for this, if that's okay with you, and got the hardware pretty much set up and ready to open the colloidal crystals in just a minute.
No problem, Jessica. That works for us. We've got a good view on the ground, and you're go to proceed.
Station on 2 for colloidal crystals.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that this has been reported to you before, but there's definitely a very pretty strong odor when opening this. It smells kind of like a petroleum product.
And Jessica, yes, that is expected. That's coming from the epoxy on those cards, so odor is expected.
Hudsonville, Chris on 2 for LSG.
Hudsonville's with you on 2 for LSG.
Yeah, I know this is on Jack's timeline later today, but I had to get some stuff out of GEM Deck 5 earlier this morning, and it was a real pain with LSG deployed, so I held off on restowing it, and I've got some time to restow it, and I was wondering if it's okay if I just go ahead and stow LSG right now so that I can access those stowage spots a little bit easier.
And Chris, that works for us. LSG is powered off, so you are go to stow at any time. Thanks.
Go to stow, and I'll let Jack know that I took away his fun.
Houston Station on 2 for water transfer.
Hi, Andre. Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm ready for water transfer, and I have a unit number 1547, and this is empty.
Copy that. That's what we were looking for right there. To let you know, your offload time is 30 minutes, 30. And when you get to it, you have a go in step 3.3.
Copy, 30 minutes, and I have go 3.3.
Good copy. Thanks, Andre. Station Houston on 2 for Chris, and timeline at your convenience.
Chris on 2 for timeline.
Hey, Chris, I was going to come up and offer you a deal real quick. If you wouldn't mind putting up with a few questions for me right now, we can go ahead and cancel the USOS portion of the DPC later. How's that sound?
I think that sounds pretty fantastic. I'll check in with everybody else, make sure they don't have any topics, but I'm certainly happy to put up with some questions.
All right. Excellent right there. So let's see. The first thing, we saw your crew note on the equipment lock prep about the Tegaderm on here. Wanted to let you know, no issues at all with pulling that piece from that that supply kit right there. All good.
Perfect. Copy that, and that sounds great.
All right, perfect. Second item for you on here, regarding SSC7, at any time we can go ahead and get that configured so that you can use it for your DUG reviews. It's going to require about 10 minutes for us to configure and reboot it. Whenever you're ready for that, just let us know and go hands-off for about 10 minutes, and we'll take care of it for you.
Happy. We can be hands-off of SSC7 for 10 minutes right now, so have at it.
Perfect. We will put it in work. Okay, let's see. The next item, just wanted to follow up real quick with Jessica and Jack about the CDE coming up. We did reconfirm with the parties, and everyone is good with starting at 20:30 and having it only be a 30-minute event. Just wanted to close the loop on that for you guys.
Happy. It's going to be a party at 20:30, and everybody is all good with that.
All right. Excellent. Good high five there. And last item we've got is for Jessica on here. Just at your convenience, Jessica, there's a couple of open questions in the daily summary, number 1 and number 2. When you get a second to answer those, we would appreciate it. But no rush.
Jessica copies and will.
All right, excellent. Okay, that is my list, unless you have anything else for us.
Okay, well, hey, let's consider that a great USOS DPC. I'll let Sergey know that they can start with their part of it, and yeah, much appreciated.
All right, excellent. Well, great working with you guys today, and we hope you have a great evening.
Thanks very much. You guys have a wonderful rest of your shift.
Thank you much.
Houston Station on 2 for crew lock still.
Go ahead on 2, Jessica.
I'll finish up with an activity, but I have a couple questions. I wrote a crew note this morning that there's also a SAFER, the third SAFER, not one of the ones that we're using for the next EVA. That was also in the crew lock. For now, I just put it in airlock overhead behind the bungees. And but otherwise, we'll need another location for that. And then also the mesh bag that has the helmet lights assembly in it, that says to go in node 1, deck 1. I don't think that's a very, like, the best place for it in terms of, you know, food and just, like, translation. So for now, I was just going to also put it in the airlock overhead area, unless you guys had a different suggestion.
Copy that, Jessica. Give us a few minutes to think about it down here, and we'll get you an answer.
Okay, thanks. Houston Station on 2 for Jerry Summers.
With you, Jessica. Go ahead.
For the first question, I'm planning to use the same Fresnel Lensman as I did on the last EVA. And then secondly, for the SAFER VRT, that one I was called off of doing that in order to help with the loop scrub that day, so it was not completed.
All right, copy that. Thanks for the info. Appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome. And like I mentioned, both of those, SAFER and the helmet, are currently in the overhead area under the bungees in the airlock, but happy to move those if you guys decide to.
Yeah, copy that. We are talking it right now. Hopefully we'll get you an answer here shortly.
Thanks, no problem. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica and Stowage.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Jessica, thanks for the patience on this. Talk to down here in that SAFER and that mesh bag to get it out of your way of the airlock there. Our recommendation is go ahead and put it at Node 2, Deck 2.
Okay, copy. I'll put it at Node 2, Deck 2.
All right, excellent. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for SAFER.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Yeah, one question. The third SAFER that I found is number 1018. The other two SAFERs are temp noted by the airlock because I was assuming those are the two we're using, but I'm actually not sure which two it is that we're using, so I wanted to double check if 1018 is being used or not used, and then if it is not used, I will put it in Node 2, Deck 2, and if it is going to be used, I'll switch it out with one of the others that's temp noted by the airlock.
That's a good question, Jessica. The SAFERs that we're using for the EVA are going to be 1018 and 1017. Those can stay in the airlock. The one that we'll want you to move to Node 2, Deck 2, is 1015. I'll copy.
Okay, copy. I will move 1015 to Node 2. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Cell station on 2 for water transfer.
And Andre, I've got you on 2. And good timing. The timer is up, so you are go to proceed with the final activity.
Okay, I have goal step 6X.
Good copy.
Stay in airlock on 2.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, one more item that I wanted to ask about, and I promise this is the last one. There's also this large rectangular box, the SAFER test module that's in the airlock. And I'm not sure where you guys are tracking that's supposed to be, but if you don't know that's in the airlock, it is, and it would probably be better to have it in another home for the EVA as well.
That is a good point. Let us think about that.
Okay, no rush. It's in the airlock overhead area right now, and it'll just stay there until we hear otherwise.
Sounds good. And Jessica, quick go back on here. So for that item, that test module, we can put that in Node 1, Starboard 2. Get it out of your way.
Node 1, Starboard 2, you mean that's the airlock, isn't it? Where exactly do you mean? You mean behind the rack? And Scott, I think you actually mean where it was. We just moved it there because it was kind of annoying in that location. We have the two speakers there on the wall outside of the airlock with the test module, and it's kind of a lot of stuff to have right there, so that's why I moved it to the airlock overhead.
Okay, sorry about that, Jessica. I think that's what we did there. Let us think about it a little more, and we'll try to find another spot for it.
All right, cool, thanks.
Houston Station, on 2 for water transfer.
With you on 2, Andre, go ahead.
Transfer calls is entered from PWD and system bypass valve back to regulation station.
All right, perfect. Thanks for the help on that, Andre.
And thank you.
And Jessica, back with you. Let's try this again for that test module. Our recommendations, you can either put it in Note 2 Deck 2 or the Note 2 Forward Income, whatever your preference, just let us know.
Okay, copy. We will let you know if we do the Deck 2 or the Income.
Excellent, thank you.
I think going implant is going to be the Note 2 Forward Income, and I'll let you know if that changes.
Copy, Forward Income.